The most profound spiritual teachers of all time say the same thing in different ways. Quiet the mind and listen within. Over the last 10 years of my life, I've been asking the same question. Can it really be that simple? This blogcast is about my journey to the answer. I am Kayla Corsiglia, and you are listening to Intuition Academy. Hello, my beautiful friends. And thank you for tuning in. So I had this idea because if you know me in real life, you'll know that I love sending voice notes to my friends, especially voice notes to my friends who live in this community, who are in this sort of like frame of mindset when it comes to manifesting and inner voice work and whatever else. The spiritual community, I really love sending voice notes to the friends that I have in this community, especially about the things that I'm in the works of creating and the breakthroughs that I'm having. And we love sending voice notes back and forth to each other about those things. And so I had this idea that maybe on Thursdays, because that's when I'm going to be releasing this episode, every once in a while, maybe not every Thursday, but on Thursdays when it feels aligning, I'd like to record an episode that's like voice note style, as if I was sending it to a friend. And I'm gonna try and like turn my podcasting brain off because I have like the mentality of speaking to a crowd of people versus like one person when I'm sending a voice note, you know what I mean? And so I'm gonna try my best to like turn off podcasting and act as if I'm recording a voice note to a friend. And the first one that I wanted to cover was the realization recently while doing an audit of my life, like realizing that I, what's the way I want to frame this? Do I want to just go straight into it or do I want to explain it a little bit? I think I'm going to just go straight into it. Okay, we're hearing this. I'm doing this totally rough right now. Hey, okay, babe, listen, babe. So I've been like taking an audit, of my life. And, you know, I've been trying to manifest not only the means to get back to Chicago, but to be able to like, you know, live a more free and liberated life. And I realized, and you know this because I talk about it all the fucking time, but I realized recently that I've found myself in the same situation again that I've found myself in multiple times and that you've even been present for multiple times hearing this. And, that is that I found myself with a new and fresh desire, one that feels really, really strong, but I have no idea how I'm going to make it happen, which is like, whatever, that's the basis of every manifestation and all the desires, right? But this one feels like the repetitive pattern of finding myself in a situation where I feel trapped within it. Like right now, my 1-year anniversary in Bali is coming up next month, and my visa ends then as well. And you know, because I've talked to you about this a bunch, that I desire to be able to get back to Chicago to see and spend time with some of my family because I haven't seen them in a long time. I'm really desiring to do that, but I'm finding myself in a situation where I'm not sure how I'm going to pull it off. Not sure how I'm going to pull it off because there's like very specific ways that I want to do this, that I want this to unfold, and I want it to go my way. You know, like I'm recognizing that it would be easy to buy a plane ticket and to go back to the States, but I don't want to go with the energy of feeling stuck because one of my biggest fears is to go back to like square one, you know, back to my hometown and then to feel stuck there. Like I can't do anything. And mostly the stuck feeling I think is coming from the thought or the feeling that I won't be able to, like I'm not going to have a car or I'm not going to have space that is mine, I'll be having to, you know, stay with a family member or stay with a friend. I'm always going to be staying in somebody else's house or apartment or whatever. And, you know, I really like having my own space. So I was sort of like pulling myself back because I don't want to focus too heavily and for too long on the fact that I can't have it. But the realization I had once I started fixating on like the aspects of it that I do want, I started having these like inspired thoughts to sort of look back at the other times, the cyclical pattern of like when I've had moments like this, and sort of show myself what I did in each of those scenarios in order to get to the place that I'm trying to go. You know, like this has been, like I said, a repetitive pattern. So it's like the first time that I really felt this happen was when Josh and I were still living in our apartment in Indiana. And I really hadn't, like I'd only lived in Indiana my whole life. Back in 2019, I had only left for vacations. I'd been out of the country once. You know, I didn't really have a lot of evidence that I'd be able to pull it off. And at that time, him and I were like dreamers. You know, we were constantly talking about the things that we wanted to do and the things that lit us up. And we were always laughing together and enjoying our time together and doing fun activities together, you know, like going to breweries and going to on new hiking trails. And we'd go on little mini vacations and weekend trips. And it was just like one of the best times of my life, honestly, while we were still there. But we both had these desires to get the fuck out of Indiana. And so what we did was we sort of created this little schedule for ourselves where he would do his things and I would do my things that allowed us to get into our own, you know, alignment. And for me, the thing that really helped me, because at that time I was still at a desk job, the thing that I basically had to train myself to do was to find a way to like stay in alignment even though I was at a job that I fucking hated. And it was, oh my God, it was so hard. Like it was so hard, but I would do like rampages of appreciation like Abraham talks about. I would do them all the way to work. I would focus on like the most minute details on the way to work. I would take the long way just because I thought that it was a prettier drive. And I would focus on like the way the trees were blowing in the wind. And I would talk about and think about how much I loved that. And I would notice the way that the rain was, you know, drifting in the wind. And I would just like really focus on like the most simplest of things that brought me joy. And I would do that from the moment I woke up until the moment I got to work, never allowing myself to fall into like the, you know, the mentality of like, oh my God, I don't want to go to work, you know, like, because that's basically what I'd been doing every day up until then. I was just like so upset and frustrated every single morning, not wanting to get out of bed. And so I created a schedule of like trying to focus on appreciation and doing my best to focus on appreciation until I actually felt that way in my body. I also would do like hours worth of inner voice work in the morning. I would wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, 4:30, and I would do inner voice work for the first hour with my cup of coffee. And this was before I even started voice noting. And so I don't have any of those sessions recorded, which is a shame, but it is what it is. I would just do inner voice work for the first hour of my morning. And then I would do rampages of appreciation, literally talking out loud and rampaging all the way to work. And then I would do the same thing. And then as soon as I got home and it was just Josh and I in the apartment again, or doing our own thing, like it wasn't easy or it wasn't difficult to fixate on joy because we were just so happy together. And so then it was easy to like fall into that place, you know? And you know, slowly over time, as we both started, you know, we're doing all those things, then something popped and we collectively, like together, had manifested the money in order to both quit our jobs and then live out of Airbnbs basically for the next 6 months. And that's what we did. And it was like the craziest thing. Like both of us were mind blown by it. And it was like, it was one of those drops where like the money literally just like flew in. Neither one of us were thinking about it or expecting it or like trying to make it. It just like was there, like shit itself out of the sky or something. And then, so that was like the first big manifestation. You know, we were living on the road for 6 months, and that's like very different energy from when we were living in the apartment, not worth getting into. But by the end of it, our relationship was like pretty much falling apart, and we decided to part ways. And it was, I don't know, that honestly, that portion of the journey feels a little bit fuzzy to me in the details about our relationship, but like, I just know it was over, and I was left with borderline nothing at the very end of it. I was back living in my mom's house, and I was like, okay, well, I just had that big manifestation, and then now here I am with nothing. I don't have anywhere to live. I don't have, like, really any money to my name. I don't have a job, and I'm not going to get a job. I was like, I could easily just go back to my old job, but that's not what I want. I'm not doing that. And so, again, I found myself like at the bottom of the barrel, you know, like okay, I did this huge magnificent thing, and now it's like I'm left with nothing. Like the high, it was like the quantum leap and then the crash, you know. And so at that point I was like, okay, like I've got to do something energetically in order to feel better, because I was like so depressed because the greatest relationship I'd ever had was just ending, and I never expected that a million years to happen. And I was also depressed because I had just lived the greatest 6 months of my entire life, having complete liberation and complete freedom, having a taste of the desire, you know, and then being like, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? And I was like, okay, like, I just have to go back to the techniques. I just have to go back to the techniques. And so I would listen to Abraham for hours, like in the day. I would listen for hours and hours and hours, and I would digest all of that information. I was reading and practicing A Course in Miracles every day, and I was doing inner voice work with a facilitator. And this is one of the beautiful things that I really love about manifestation, which is that a lot of times I think that we end up getting to this place where we think that we need to like fixate on what the manifestation that we're really wanting is, and we need to like visualize about it, and we need to like affirm about it, and we need to do all these things. But really, like, all we have to do is like plant the desire and walk away and just experience general happiness. So I remember working with this inner voice facilitator, and I was like, okay, I want to work on work and income. I was like, those are the two biggest things that feel the most discordant to me. Let's focus on those. And we were doing the inner voice work on it. My inner voice was like, we're not going to be talking about money. We're not going to be talking about income or your business. We're going to talk about relationships. And I was like, what the fuck? I don't care though. Like, I don't want to talk about that. I can just ignore that. I don't care. And I was like, but that's where the inner voice was guiding. And I recognize in hindsight that that was like deep wisdom coming from the inner voice, because I needed to get off the topic of money and where I was going next. I needed to fixate my attention on something different, something that brought me a lot of joy. And when thinking about this topic of relationship, I did feel a lot of joy. I felt like probably more joy than any other topic at that point in my life. And so fixating on that brought me back to a generally good feeling place. And it allowed me to be in a position to receive the means. And so again, it was like, I was at nothing, literally nothing. And I was focusing all my attention on Abraham work and I was doing visualization, but like only when it felt like I just wanted to feel joy from it, not because I was trying to create anything. And then I was also doing the inner voice facilitation, A Course in Miracles work. I would wake up every morning and ask my inner voice, like, okay, what can I do to like really align with joy this morning? And this was at a point in time when I would never do something like this, but I was guided every single morning to dance. Like, put your headphones in and just dance. Just, like, totally, like move your body and let yourself enjoy, like, have fun, even by yourself, like, alone in a house while everyone's at work. And I was like, okay, and so I just, like, crazy dance, and I was, as I would crazy dance, I'd feel, like, a lot of joy from it, and, you know, more and more, like, I would even set a timer on my phone to do inner voice work every hour on the hour, that way I wasn't getting too far off from the vibration I was trying to hold in my body. And I don't even remember in hindsight how long it took, but the craziest of circumstances all started to unfold. Like, this was right when Jess Lively had created her app for the Lively community. And this was the first time that any of us were able to connect with each other. It was amazing. And the app no longer exists, sadly, now in 2023. She has a circle group, but it's just not the same as the app. But, like, at this time, I was like, okay, well, I'm trying to move. Side note, this is when we were traveling, we found ourselves in a location in Washington State, which, again, is a totally different flow story. But we found ourselves in a city in Washington State that the moment that we drove into that state, into that town, I was like, this is it. This is the place I'm going to spend the rest of my fucking life. 100%, no cap, this is it. And the funny thing, too, is that when we were there, it was like when California and all of the West Coast really had, like, had really, really horrifying wildfires, and, like, millions of acres were on fire simultaneously. And so the city or the town, whatever, that I was in was, like, covered in smoke. And I could barely see, like, you couldn't even see, like, the lake more than a foot off the shoreline. I had no idea that those lakes had, like, mountains surrounding them when, you know, the smoke cleared. And it was just, like, even with the smoke, it was the most breathtaking and most vibrationally aligning place I'd ever been in my life. And I was like, this is the place. And so in all of that time, I had set that desire really strongly into, I was like manifesting moving to that place, right? And then this is when, you know, everything happened. Me and my boyfriend had originally said we were going to move there. And then, you know, we broke up and I was like, well, I'm going to just go by myself. Like, I don't care if he comes with me or not. I'm not missing this opportunity. I have to go. Like, that's how strong this feeling was when I was there. I was like, I'm not going backwards. I'm moving forwards. Straight and narrow, moving forward, not going backwards. And so during that time that I was like, you know, if I hadn't been doing the practices, I probably would have been deeply depressed, if I'm honest. It was a really, really hard time. But I was so fixated on my practices that I didn't really give any of that stuff any of my attention. I wasn't thinking about it or letting myself go there because I had shit to do. You know what I mean? Like, I had shit to do. I was like, again, I'm not going backwards. I'm going forwards. And so I was doing all the practices. I was visualizing some of the, you know, the manifestations. And this was around the time when Jess Lively released her app, like I was saying. And I remember I was like in the mode of manifestation when that app came out. And when I had to fill out all of my information on the app, I had put in the city name of this place as where I was living on the app instead of where I was living, which at that time was Indiana. And I was like, okay, like, it's done. Like, I just put it in and I completely forgot about it. And lo and behold, a few weeks later, I get a message on Instagram from a random woman I've never heard of before. And she was like, hey, like, I'm from the Lively app and I couldn't figure out how to message you there, but I saw that you live here in this city, and I want more friends, like, in this community. It'd be so cool if we could spend time together in real life. And, like, they're such a small, like, we're such a, like, a micro community, you know? She's like, it's just really cool to think that we're both living in the same place. And I had to be like, oh, well, I'm not living there yet, but I am manifesting it. And she was just like, oh, well, that's amazing. Like, let's just keep in touch. And then when you do get here, we can be friends and get together. And I was like, okay, great. And then I just kept, like, manifesting. I was like, I've got a friend there now. Like, that's the universe. It's a sign. like, blah, blah, blah. You know, I was doing all the work. Every hour on the hour, I was doing inner voice work. I was doing the inner voice facilitation, and I was doing A Course in Miracles. Like, I was doing all the things, right? Basically all the things that I was just attempting to do to stay in, like, a good feeling place and to let my energy be resonant with, like, being there and having it. And then, like, a few weeks after I met this girl who was living there, she had messaged me at one point. She was like, so I woke up this morning, and I haven't told you this, but I have a 2-bedroom apartment, and I woke up this morning, and I just had this, like, deep gut knowing that I needed to clean out the second bedroom that's been just my home office, but I haven't used it in forever, and she's like, so I just cleaned it out. And she was like, and then I realized that the only time I've ever done that, and she'd been living there for, like, 4 years, she was like, the only time I've ever done that is when I am looking for a roommate. And she was like, and normally I'll put it up on Craigslist. She was like, but you're attempting to move here. Like, I would like to invite you to move into my apartment with me. Like, mind blown. And at this point, I didn't even have the means to get there still. But, like, mind was blown. I was like, okay, and the invitation has been extended. Like, that's another resonant point. And one of the big reservations that I had that felt like the most discordant in my energy was, I don't know how I'm going to be able to afford rent on the West Coast, because West Coast rent is fucking expensive. It's like the way rent looks for everyone else now. But that was, like, before COVID again, or a little bit after COVID. And she had been living basically in this apartment for multiple years, and they'd never raised her rent on a single time. And so it was going to basically be like a fourth of what I'd be paying for rent anywhere else in the city. It was like a really, really incredible, fucking insane manifestation. And like then my level of belief started to, like, expand even more. And then a few days later, I get a letter in the mail of literally an account where I had thousands of dollars that I wasn't even aware of. And I was like, holy shit. Like, I literally had no idea that this money was available to me. And that was the finalization of it. I called her up. I was like, I'm moving there. And the funny thing, too, is, like, my car had the check engine light on. And I kept going and getting it fixed. Like, all of this time while I was attempting to manifest all of this, I was, like, continuing to go and get it fixed. And the check engine light would come back on and come back on. I'd go back and they'd be like, well, maybe it's this. And they'd, you know, do a little fixing and then bring it back to me, and it wasn't fixed. And I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, well, I obviously can't drive from Chicago all the way to Washington State with a car that has a check engine light on. So I was like, again, like, I'm just trusting that it's all going to work out somehow. And then I was offered by one of my family members to ship my car across the country so I didn't have to drive. And it didn't have anything to do with it not being fixed. They just wanted me to be safe. They were like, so buy a plane ticket instead of using all the gas, and the car will get there, like, 2 weeks after you arrive. And I was like, okay. And so all the circumstances just, like, all worked out in my favor. And then before I knew it, there I was. I was finally there, and I was living there. And then fast forward a year and a half later, because I lived there for about a year and a half, I lived in that girl's apartment for a little while, for about 6 months, and then I moved for about a year into a house with a few roommates. Got a boyfriend for a little while I was there for about a year, and then it came a moment in time when once again I found myself in the same position that I had now found myself in twice. And I had a desire. Like, the year was coming up for this house rental, and me and my boyfriend at the time were talking about getting a place together. We'd been together for a year, things were going really well, and we were like, let's just find an apartment together or something. And I was like, I mean, sure, that sounds really nice. And like I said, our relationship was good, and I had no reason not to want to live with him. But then, as we started doing, like, the research and stuff, I started getting this, like, feeling in my gut. And it was, like, a not good feeling. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. But I had no logical reason not to want to do it, right? I was like, there's literally no reason why I don't want to do this. I couldn't find a logical reason. And so I had to sit down and sort of sink into myself and ask my inner voice, like, what is the problem here? Like, why am I having difficulty saying yes to this? And the answer that I received was that basically a lot of what my inner voice says to me now in comparison to when I first started doing the work is asking me questions. And so one of the questions that my inner voice asked in that moment was, is this what you would desire to do if you weren't in the relationship? And I sat and I thought about it and I was like, no, like I wouldn't. So a little bit of a side story here as well. My, when I was living in Washington State, my income levels started to change. I started to, first I was working multiple jobs while I was there, just to be able to pay my bills while also starting my podcast for the first time. And I was finally getting clients to work with me. This was in 2021. Late 2020, early 2021. And I finally had clients signing with me. I was making more money. I could quit my side jobs and just focus on my business. And I was working completely from home, and it was all my own income coming from my work within my business. It was like a huge goal that I'd been attempting to achieve. And so when the inner voice asked me that question, I was like, well, like, no, I wouldn't be searching for an apartment. I'd probably be like traveling because I finally did the thing I was attempting to do, which is to make my own income from home in a fulfilling way that's not like eating me alive from the inside out, you know? Like I was like, I finally feel fulfilled in my career and like I can keep building upon it. I was like, but and so like I wouldn't be moving into an apartment or I wouldn't be wanting to stay here. I'd probably get rid of all my shit and I would just move. And so I had to sort of come to terms with that and think about it and be like, I think that's what I really want to do, even though I'm in a good relationship and even though I love living in this city. And still now, you know, 2 years later, I'm like, or a year later, I'm like, God, I miss that place. But I was like, I have to like honor myself and what I want to do. I can't stay out of obligation. That wouldn't be fair to either one of us. And so him and I started talking about it. The beautiful thing about that relationship is he's one of the most understanding and, you know, open people I've ever met outside of the community. And he was like, you have to do what you want to do. And you know, we went back and forth about it a lot, and we talked about a bunch of different options. We talked about doing long distance. I asked him to come with me. And basically what it came down to, and like it did get very messy in the end, but while it was, you know, still not messy in the very end, like we sort of agreed that it would be easier if we just let it go. And if we ever wanted to revisit it again, the option was there if neither one of us had moved on by then. But that he wasn't making money to live abroad and didn't want to rely on me. And, you know, there was a lot of nuance to it. So we ended up deciding that we were going to break up. And I was like, okay, but I still want to, like, I was like, I'm not at this stage. I was like, I'm not going to just go out of my way to just go on the internet and buy a plane ticket. Like the desire is there, but I want to be totally led. I want to be completely led to do this. And so the means were there, but sometimes it felt like it was flowing. Sometimes it didn't. I was like, I don't know how I'm supposed to get rid of everything. Am I supposed to get rid of everything? Like I was really unsure about my relationship and I didn't want it to end, but also I was like, I don't know. And living abroad just felt like the craziest thing. I'd never done something like that. And I'd be leaving everything that was familiar. And there was like a lot of resistance there, I would say. And I remember waking up one night and I woke up next to my boyfriend and I had said to him in the morning, I'd woken up and I was like, I just want you to know that there's a chance that I'm going to wake up in like maybe a couple months and I'm going to want to leave the country. He was like, what? And I was like, there's a chance that I'm going to wake up and I'm going to want to, like, move out of America. And he was just like, why are you saying that? And I was like, I don't know. It's just a feeling I have. And then, lo and behold, a couple months later, I came to the realization that that's what I wanted to do. And I wanted to end the relationship and pursue that. And so, you know, at least I gave him a little bit of notice. But it wasn't until 2 weeks before I moved to Bali, that I felt like we had just had this dinner, and he's a really, really talented chef. And so he just cooked us this really incredible dinner. It was like pork chops, I think, or something like that. And it was a really gorgeous dinner. And then he was going to stay downstairs and watch some TV, and I was going to go upstairs and do my own thing, as we would do in the evenings. And as I was walking up the stairs after dinner, I still remember this so vividly. I was walking into our bedroom, and I was like, I suddenly had this twinge. And at this point, I have like a physical sensation in my body that I recognize as my inner voice sort of like knocking on the door, like, listen in, listen up. put the mic on, you know, like sink down. We've got something to tell you. And so I started to feel that like physical feeling. And at this point, like I really wasn't doing all that much, other than I had recognized that I wasn't feeling very happy after I had decided this is what I wanted to do, because our relationship became really strained. And from really good relationship, it became really stressful, like very, very quickly. And so I had to do things outside of him and I that made me feel good again, because whenever I was around him, and I was around him a lot at that time, it just didn't feel like good in my body. Like it felt really, really bad. And so every morning I would wake up and I would do meditation downstairs by myself before he'd wake up. I would go to one of my favorite lakes. I would drive there in the morning before my client calls in the morning, and I would meditate on the pier overlooking the lake when there was still nobody there and it was really quiet and peaceful. And I would do rampages of appreciation while looking at the water. And I would listen to Abraham and take hikes by myself. And again, I was just like focusing a lot on like, on just feeling good and like not, as Abraham would say, beating the drum of like the things that I don't want. I was just like really, really trying to fixate on the good things and feeling a little bit better. And then again, like I said, he made us this really beautiful dinner. I was walking upstairs to my room, really vivid memory. I walked into our bedroom. I felt that feeling in my gut, and I was like, okay, inner voice has a message for me. I dropped in, and the inner voice said, look up plane tickets to Bali right now. And I was just like, right now? I was like, right now, are you sure? And the inner voice is like, look them up right now. And even gave me a phrase. I don't remember what the phrase was, but they were like, look this up, Google this, like, specifically. I Googled it. And I saw plane tickets for $600 one way to Indonesia. And the beautiful thing about this manifestation was that not only was the ticket $600, but like you could easily find a cheap ticket on a lot of these airlines, but they're going to end up having like 24, 48 hour layovers in like, you know, South Korea or something. But the ticket was one on one of the nicest airlines that exists in the world. I think it was like rated the third top like world's airlines. And number two, it only had one layover, and that layover was 2 hours. And I didn't have to like collect my bag and then check it again. It was all like a swift moving machine sort of thing. And I was like, this literally doesn't get any better than this. It was like the fastest possible flight you could get. And it was the one of the best airlines that you could get. And I was like, okay, this is the moment. I was like, but the ticket leaves in 2 weeks. The ticket, it leaves in 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm leaving out so much to the story, but there was, you know, certain aspects of things that I had been naturally flowing into over that time period. Like, I was like, okay, I had a desire to sell my car because my car, I'd had it for a handful of years and it just like kept coming back with problems. You know, like it felt like I would go maybe 3 months without the check engine light on and then suddenly a new problem would arise. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I was like, I live in a city that's walkable. And, you know, me and my boyfriend at the time had talked about sharing his car. And I was like, so I could just drive you to work and, you know, I'll just save up some money for a different car. And so that naturally flowed. And I was selling a couple of my items here and there. I got, you know, I didn't have my car holding me down anymore. And I was like, so I guess if I buy this plane ticket, I at least don't have my car already, so that's done, but now I'll have to sell basically everything else and just decide what I'm going to keep and how I'm going to store it. And so I went downstairs and I sat down with my boyfriend and I was like, the whole thing, I was like, what do you think? And he was just like, you have to do it. He was like, this is what you want to do. And I was just like, are you sure? Like, I don't want to do this if it feels like you don't want me to do this. And he was just like, it doesn't matter what I think or feel or want. He was like, this is all on you. He was just like, I support whatever you want to do next. And I was like, okay, I want to buy the ticket. And he was just like, okay. And I was like, I'm going to buy it right here with you. I don't know if I'll have the nerve to do it if you're not here with me. And he was like, okay. And he was just like, so we're just going to be getting rid of all your stuff in the next 2 weeks, huh? And I was like, yeah. And so I bought the ticket. And then 2 weeks later, I was on a happy fucking flight, flying to Bali all by myself. Said goodbye to my boyfriend and his dog at the airport. It was one of the top 10 saddest moments of my entire fucking life. I think that saying goodbye to people has been probably the, you know, the top saddest moments of my life. Like, saying goodbye to that boyfriend and his dog, one of the saddest moments. And then the time before when I was moving to the city in Washington was saying goodbye to that boyfriend, top saddest moments of my fucking life. So saddest moment of my life, I'm literally like openly weeping in the airport, like pulling my fucking suitcase and checking in and just like sobbing again as the plane is taking off. I don't give a shit if anyone can fucking see me. And then arrived in Bali almost a year ago, as you know. And now here I am. My 1 year anniversary in Bali is like a month away, which is just crazy pants. How the fuck did that happen? I can't believe it's been this long that I've been here. And I don't know, I'm just like, once again, in the same position where a desire has been born. I know it's time to leave Bali. And like, the thing about all of this that I've started to recognize is that like the moment that the desire is born is never the moment that I know what to do, right? Like if I'm really honest with myself, I remember the very first moment when I knew I was supposed to leave Bali, that I would be leaving Bali. And it was a moment when I was walking through the rice paddies on the way back to my villa, also in the rice paddies, one of the most breathtaking walks. And it was an absolutely gorgeous day. I call them mountain out days because depending on the weather, you can see the mountains on the horizon or you can't. And the mountain out days are my favorite. And so this was a mountain out day. I was passing by, like walking on the cobblestone, like or the little sidewalk thingy, and saw the mountains out. And in that moment, I knew. I was like, my mountain out days are numbered. And I remember getting like teary-eyed in that moment, thinking that and being like, I'm not going to stay in Bali forever. Like, I'm even getting teary-eyed thinking about it now. Because I really thought for a while when I got here that I was going to stay. And if you're familiar with Jess Lively's work, like, I'm sure that you're all familiar with how, you know, a lot of what a lot of us were anticipating was for her to find the most perfect place to stay, and then her having the realization that this isn't the place and that she's, you know, being led somewhere else. And sometimes our mind, you know, gets attached to new places, and that's what's happened to me. Like, the city that I was living in Washington State, I got so attached. It was really difficult for me to leave because I love that fucking place so much. And then again, this moment of being like, I thought Bali was the place. I thought Washington State was the place that I was supposed to stay forever. And then realizing that it's not. And so it was like that crushing realization. I came back home and walked the rest of the way back to my villa and just like sat in my bed and cried about it. I even recorded myself a little bit because it felt like a really pivotal moment. And I was just like, this is just another moment where I thought I knew and I didn't, and that's okay. And now I get to ask for something else. And that moment was months ago, right? That moment was months ago. And then, you know, I drifted in and out of that desire, like thinking for a while longer that I still was gonna be here for a long time. And then also like in the back of me knowing that it wasn't gonna last forever. But again, sometimes, like if you're familiar with Jess Lively's story of when she got the message from her inner voice to go to the Mayan ruins, and she was like, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna go on the internet and like automatically buy a ticket. Like, I'm gonna wait until I'm guided to buy a ticket. And it took a couple months, I think, before she realized that she was being led to Mayan ruins in a country that she didn't even know had Mayan ruins. And so it's the same sort of thing. Like, I had that realization, but it wasn't until months later that I realized that the desire was like, I don't know, like the desire started to actually give birth. And it started to grow stronger. And I started to realize like what the desire actually was. And that's to be able to go back to a place that's familiar. You know, I've been living in a second world country in a place that doesn't have seasons for a year now. And that's been like very different for my nervous system, skipping winter. And so I just like this desire finally in the last couple of months was born. And I knew exactly what the desire was. And just because I know what the desire is doesn't mean I now know the means or have the means to do it. And I found myself a couple of months ago getting really frustrated, you know, like, what is it that I'm not doing? Like, why have I not been led to, like, buy the plane ticket? Why have I not, why do I not have, like, a clear understanding of what's going to happen next? And sort of feeling like the end line is coming closer and closer in view, you know? That's what will happen to my mind a lot. Like, this is the time when we're supposed to have it done by. And so because of that, because I find myself once again in a situation, I feel a little bit trapped because I'd like to leave. I'd like to be somewhere else more, but I feel like the circumstances and the alignment hasn't aligned yet. And so I haven't taken action because of that. And I'm really, really like, I like to be aligned when I'm making decisions, because I'm not trying to take a discordant energy into a new environment like I have before. And this time I wanted to come at this in a way that I hadn't with any of those other manifestations, like with the understanding of the work in the way that I do now. And I guess this is podcast brain again, but if you listen to the last episode, that is the realization that I'm having, is that in the old realm of things that I was creating, I was really heavily focused on manifesting one specific thing, the next step. I was manifesting the next step. You know, I was always visualizing the next step happening. But I wasn't attempting to create a more liberated and free present moment. I wasn't trying to fixate on joy for joy's sake. I was fixating on joy for manifestation's sake, which I believe works, but I still had to like get off of those topics and stop thinking about them in order for the manifestations to come in. You know, I wasn't like obsessively trying to manifest them, but I did give them a lot more energy than I believe I'm giving this manifestation right now. This manifestation right now, I'm trying to like come into alignment in a whole new way, where like I had said in the podcast episode, I'm experiencing joy for joy's sake. I'm experiencing this moment and noticing the things that feel good about it, but then also allowing myself to notice while I'm in that good feeling place when discordant thoughts occur to me. And it feels like a totally new energy. It feels like, one, it feels like a lot less effort than before, and it feels like I'm beating up on myself a lot less. And it also feels like there's a lot less contrast that's present, because when I look back at all these different situations that I was in, like this is the fourth time I found myself in this situation, we'll say. The first time was the contrast of my day job that I really had to overcome. It felt really, really uncomfortable being at my day job. And that was something that was like probably the hardest hurdle to get over, was finding a way to feel good and to focus on good feeling things while I was at a job that I fucking wanted to rip my hair out while I was there. And then the next round of manifestations about a year and a half later, or a year later, whatever, was the discomfort and the dissatisfaction, the state of my relationship with my boyfriend at the time, and my circumstances being like totally, like completely deflated. I was like, I got nothing. I'm at the bottom of the barrel, guys. My boyfriend left me. I don't have any money. I don't have a job. What is happening? Like, I literally have nowhere to live. I was like at the very bottom of the barrel, you know? And so there was a lot of contrast around me that I was fixating on. And I laugh about it now because it's so fucking, it's so ridiculous in hindsight. And then the next round, again, was the contrast of like leaving my then boyfriend, which, you know, that was like a happy, healthy situation. Like, we were in a pretty good place until I brought up the thought of me moving abroad. Like, before that, our relationship was pretty good, which, again, I don't know why I'm laughing about these things, but because my manifestation process, as you know, has been absolutely wackadoo, crazy pants, McGee time. So in those situations, I was faced with like a lot of contrast. Like, there was stuff I could fixate my attention on that was like not fun, you know? Whereas I feel like this situation right now, it's like, okay, cool. I've got a villa out in the middle of the rice paddies. It's sunny every day. I live alone. No one's bothering me. Literally never. I don't have a boyfriend this time. I don't have any romantic interests. Well, that's not true. I'm not attached to anybody at all. And like, the decision that I make next isn't going to affect anybody but me. It's just me. It's just me out here. And so I don't have to worry about like the fixation on any sort of contrast, because everything's fucking great. And so it's a little bit easier this time around. And I've noticed also that like every time I find myself in this situation again, that it gets a little bit better, you know, like it gets a little bit better. A little bit better of circumstances. I get a little bit happier. I feel a little bit more aligned with what I'm wanting. And so that much at least makes me feel like whatever happens next is going to be this fucking incredible, like, next level manifestation, you know? My mind still does this thing where it gets really, really fixated on like wanting to know how it's going to happen and when it's going to happen. And this is like just the practice, right? It's like, can I allow myself to move from where I am, and, or not move from where I am, but can I allow myself to be where I am and just like move about life, you know, just like let myself be in life and focus on the things that feel really good. And the rest of it's going to fill in, you know, it's just like I said in the podcast episode I recorded, which was like the biggest pop moment about all of this work is, okay, I realized what the desire is. The desire was born. I don't have to do anything with that until a discordant thought about it comes up. And when the discordant thought naturally comes up as I'm living my everyday life experience, I just have to shift my thoughts a little bit in a new direction. And not just on that topic, though, which is, I think, an aspect of it that I was missing a lot in the past was not fixating, like only fixating on the thing, the one thing I wanted to change, instead of focusing on my life as a whole and like allowing my life as a whole to begin to change, instead of being like, I just want to manifest the perfect flight to Bali, you know, like that's all I was fixating on. Instead, it was like, why not allow myself to start moving through every day with joy, starting to notice and work through every discordant thought that occurs to me. And allow myself to have breaks too, you know, like don't talk shit to yourself or give yourself shit if you take a day off and you're not doing the work. And I think that that's like the biggest difference between, like when I look at the audit, I'm like, I'm still doing all the same things that I was doing back then, but it's like every time I add like a new layer to the work. And the goalpost this time, because I've been in this situation so many times, isn't just to be able to move to the next place, isn't just to get to the next place, but it's to be able to get to the next place and know that I can continue moving on to the next place in like more smooth and aligning ways. Maybe not amplifying or like, you know, compacting the time frame, but knowing that I can establish more freedom. Like every time I move through this process more and more every few years, and I'm on like, I don't know, year 4 or 5 of doing this work really consistently, it's like every single time I move a little bit more in that direction, I know that I'm getting better at it and that it's getting easier and that the end goal is liberation and freedom for myself. And so this time I'm not just trying to get back to Chicago. I'm not just trying to get back to my hometown. I'm trying to move one step closer in the direction of freedom and liberation. Those are the feelings that I'm reaching for. And it's like, can I just like show myself every day the ways in which I already have that? And not because I'm trying to like delusionally plant a story in my mind that says that I like am, you know, I'm delusionally trying to plant a story in my head that says that like I'm already there, like I'm already free. It's just because it's like if the dominant intent for every day is to feel joy, and that's the thing that we're reaching for, it's like, can I also make the dominant intent to feel free for freedom's sake? Not just because I'm trying to manifest freedom, but because I want to feel free all the time every day, because I want that to be what my life feels like all the time. And I have enough evidence that it's easier and easier every day to fixate on that, the aspects of my life that are free in comparison to what aren't. And in comparison to a lot of people, I am a lot more free. And so I know that I'm at least moving in the direction of it. My vibration is becoming more of a match to freedom every day. And so can I allow my dominant intent for every day to be joy and to feel the feelings of freedom, to feel the feelings of confidence? Because I feel like as I continue building wealth, which is also a desire that I'm wanting to do, instead of living off, you know, living within my means, I guess you could say, I want to build wealth on top of the means that I've already created for myself. Like, I want there to be money coming in, but also wealth building simultaneously, to the point where I don't have to fucking even look at it and the money's being built, you know, which is absolutely possible. So after doing the audit, I'm like, I'm literally doing all the same things and then some. And I'm doing all the same things, but it feels easier. I'm doing all the same things, and the things that I'm adding onto it are creating a little bit more stability and a little bit more fluidity. And it feels easier. It feels easier to look at it from this point of view, because sometimes, you know, I feel like I have to reflect on where I was compared to where I am right now to remind myself that this wouldn't be a problem. It's like, if 2019 Kayla could listen to herself in the future saying this shit, she'd be like, what's the problem? Can you tell me what the fucking problem is? Because shut up. Like, I feel like that's what the past version of myself would say. But current day Kayla is in like, you know, total discord about it. it just goes to show that, like, no matter what you end up with, like, you're always going to want more, and you'll always find a reason to be dissatisfied. I think that's the point of life anyway, right? Like, just to continue expanding and to continue evolving and to continue being in every moment and allowing ourselves to expand past where we were before. I'm sure that, I mean, I can't imagine where I'll be in a year from now. I have desires, but I also know that, you know, the way that this life evolves and is ever changing is always moving me in directions that I don't expect. So I don't know. This just felt like really good to say all of this out loud. I appreciate you listening to this and being a part of this conversation. Like, I'm so grateful that I have someone who I can talk to these things about and who understands it all and who shares in these beliefs. And I know that you always say that you appreciate when I share these stories, and I love when you share yours too. So I'm just really grateful that we have this space to share like this. And I've been talking for a really long time, so I'm gonna let you go. I love you so, so, so much. Literally, I'm so grateful for you. I can't explain it, but thank you for being a part of my life. Thank you for witnessing me through my transformations. Thank you for always believing in me. And thank you for just for being yourself and for having these same stories and for reminding me that magic is real and for always pointing me back towards the magic that my life is. And I just love you. I love you. Okay, bye. And until next time, quiet the mind, listen within, and always follow the joy.